Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of the day, sunny skies in the lower to mid 50s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Clear for tonight in the upper 20s. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, blend of clouds and sun with a high near 51. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low near 39. For Thursday, chance of drizzle, cloudy skies and breezy. Currently, it's 50.
Does the farm and industrial equipment market have you down in the dumps? You keep getting told your trade isn't worth anything and the dealers don't want it on trade. New Frontier Ag wants to help you sell your late model good usable equipment. With nationwide advertising and worldwide buyers, New Frontier Ag will get you more money for your equipment. Specializing in late model clean equipment, New Frontier Ag is your premium connection to premium equipment. Call Sam at 308-340-8989 or go to the website newfrontierag.com.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Organization for Competitive Markets has filed a lawsuit against USDA over the withdrawal of the interim final rule, which was an update to the Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Act of 1921. The OCM sees the rule as protection for family farmers and ranchers in sales of live animals to meat and poultry processors. The interim final rule was known as the Fair Farmer Practice Rule, which is a set of regulations the processing industry widely opposed. The lawsuit seeks to reinstate the interim final rule. In a release, OCM says those rules prohibit major meat and poultry producers who contract with farmers from engaging in unfair and deceptive practices. The group also says the rule would have allowed farmers and ranchers to hold businesses accountable for practices like retaliation, bad faith cancellation of contracts, or attempting to force farmers out of the market. The Organization for Competitive Markets filed the suit as a petition for relief in the Eighth Circuit of the U.S. Court of Appeals. Four Republican governors met with Vice President Pence last week to discuss their concerns about the NAFTA negotiations. The governors wanted to talk about their serious concerns regarding proposed changes to the agreement that they say could affect manufacturing jobs in their states. The meeting included Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa, Rick Snyder of Michigan, Bill Holcim of Tennessee, and Asa Hutchison of Arkansas. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer were also in attendance. Hutchison wants the U.S. to make sure it doesn't harm agriculture and global trade while it updates NAFTA. He said he respects the position they have, but his message is that they must be able to access North American markets unimpeded by trade barriers. Reliable and relevant were AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
When you're raising cattle, you're running a business. And the path to a profit isn't always clear. Our ag specialists have expertise in all aspects of raising livestock. So when you need help keeping your cattle on the right path and could use some financial perspective, talk to us. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Kansas officials say one of the state's mental hospitals has regained federal certification for one of its housing units. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services confirmed today that the Osawatomie State Hospital has passed its second federal inspection within 4 months. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services decision in December of 2015 to revoke the hospital's certification cost Kansas up to $1 million a month in federal funds. A Kansas woman has admitted embezzling more than $5 million from a now-defunct credit union in a deal with prosecutors for a five-year prison sentence. 66-year-old Nita Ray Nerschel pled guilty yesterday to one count each of embezzlement, money laundering, and tax evasion while she was employed at the Parsons Pittsburgh Credit Union. She was initially indicted on 81 counts. She will be required to make restitution for all of the stolen money. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Select's Macy's One-Day Sale. Shop incredible deals of the day. Wednesday, like Select Charter Club cashmere sweaters for her, $39.99. Take 50% off boot styles she'll love. Dazzling diamond bangles or earrings, only $99. Save 50 to 60% on designer coats, suits, dress shirts, and more for him. And take 30% plus an extra 20% off great kitchen electrics. Macy's One-Day Sale. The perfect gift brings people together. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
The holidays definitely have a knack for sneaking up on us. But if you haven't caught up on your Christmas shopping yet, you're in great company. Check out Walmart's collection of last-minute gifts and get the kids' wish list wrapped up right now.
Cool.
Nice.
To sweeten the deal, if you order by 4 p.m. December 23rd, you'll get free in-store pickup on Christmas Eve on eligible items. So head to your local store or use the Walmart app and get set to rock this Christmas.
The biological mother of a 22-month-old boy who drowned in a fish pond at his foster parents' home says the child died because of neglect, despite a ruling from the state that his death was an accident. Connor Hawes died August 18th in the pond at a Fort Scott home. A sheriff's report said his foster father was watching TV while Connor and three other foster children were outside before the drowning. The Kansas Department of Children and Families and the Bourbon County Sheriff's Office ruled the boy's death an accidental drowning. The Hindu community in Topeka is planning to move into its first temple in the city. The Topeka Hindu Temple Committee says it acquired a building that previously held the Topeka Scottish Rite Organization. The president of the Topeka Hindu Temple Incorporated said the temple will give Topeka's Hindu community a place of learning and reverence. He says the community wants to educate its children and society in general about Hindu culture and values. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Omaha police officers will soon be equipped with body cameras that automatically activate in certain situations. The city council plans to approve the purchase of 460 cameras, ensuring that most officers have the technology. The cameras have features enabling them to automatically activate when officers ready a stun gun or turn on a cruiser's emergency lights or dashboard-mounted camera. The Omaha Police Foundation will reimburse $1.4 million of the cost. Authorities say that marijuana has been found in the vehicle of a California woman who was arrested in western Nebraska. The Nebraska State Patrol says a trooper stopped the woman's car Sunday just after she exited Interstate 80 in North Platte. Jewel Estrada from North San Juan, California, was arrested. Patrol troopers say they found 59 pounds of marijuana in her car. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last Wednesday. Superintendent Mullins gave a report on Kansas Educational System's accreditation process that the district is currently working on. The process will be closely aligned with the Kansas CAN vision adopted by the Kansas State Board of Education. Following discussion on the Ag Complex drawings, consensus of the board was to proceed with the bid process. The board approved a motion to increase lunch prices by 15 cents across the board board beginning January 4th, along with a similar increase in prices for items on the a la carte menu. The increase reflects cost of 75 cents per week. Breakfast will remain the same for the 2017-18 school year. Mr. Degenhart voted no on the measure. The board accepted the resignation retirement of Regina Wassenberg as food service director and offered a classified contract to Catherine Lott as at-risk teacher aide at Marysville Junior Senior High. A vehicle allegedly stolen from Blue Springs was involved in a high-speed chase in Beatrice Monday morning around 8:30. The red Ford Expedition SUV was seen in West Beatrice, and a pursuit reached speeds of 100 miles per hour. The driver did elude authorities, who continued their search. Washington County authorities have been notified of a horse missing south and west of Barnes. Missing for over a week, it's a filly bay in color with a snip and a star. Anyone who has seen this horse is asked to contact the Washington County Sheriff's Office. A 17-year-old reported missing for a week from Marysville, Mikey Cook, was found safe in Missouri last Thursday. He had left a note that he was leaving out of state, and authorities were notified. A fire believed to have been electrical in nature near a portable heater resulted in around $5,000 damage to the basement of a Beatrice home Monday morning at 622 High Street. A resident reported smoke and escaped without harm. Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminds taxpayers the first half property taxes are due Wednesday, December 20th. The Treasurer's Office is open daily 8:30 until 5. They'll also accept payments at the banks in Marshall County through December 20th. Or your postmark by December 20th is also valid for property tax payment.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
As your families gather for the holidays, let Our Family Groceries say thank you for returning the favor of your patronage with a 15% store-wide discount this Wednesday through Saturday. We have lots of sale items on our holiday favorites as well. Some exclusions apply, including sale items, beer, cigarettes, and lottery. 15% off through Saturday at Our Family Grocery in Marysville. Open daily, 7 to 7.
Happy holidays from Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to
wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like as we head into tonight and into the overnight hours through tomorrow, we do have a cold front that's going to move through the area. It looks like not going to bring us any sort of precipitation, just a little bit of some cloud cover as we head into tomorrow and into tomorrow night. But as we head into Thursday, we have a large low pressure system that'll make its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest. It looks like bringing in some rain as well as the potential for some snow showers. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Tuesday, mostly sunny, lower 50s. Winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, upper 20s. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. For Wednesday, a partly sunny skies with a high near 51. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 39. As into Thursday, we'll see a chance of drizzle, otherwise cloudy and breezy with a high near 50. Thursday night, a slight chance of rain and snow, mostly cloudy skies, lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Too much shopping and not enough time? Reflections Hallmark has gifts for everyone on your list. There's toys galore, including the area's largest selection of Melissa and Doug. Got a sports fan on your list? There's tons of collegiate gifts with Tervis tumblers, 25% off. Make sure everyone's wide awake with Black Squirrel Coffee. Scarves, mittens, and hats are on sale too, so everyone can stay cozy warm. There's everything on your shopping list and more at Reflections in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature late December, 41. Record high in the state, 68. In 2013, the average low 22 and the record low was 11 below zero in 1983. Sun's up this evening 5:02, sunrise in the morning at 7:38.
For some of us, the holidays are stressful enough. Adding jet lag on top of it can really dampen the spirit. Some seasonal travel advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 19th, the 353rd day of the year. And Benjamin Franklin began publishing Poor Richard's Almanac on this day 285 years ago. If home for the holidays means traveling across time zones, be sure that jet lag doesn't sap your seasonal spirit. Here are some things you can do now to lessen the irritability that often comes with an out-of-sync body clock. If you'll be traveling east, go to bed earlier several nights before traveling. When heading west, stay up and rise a bit later. Likewise, adjust meal times closer to those of your destination. Get exposure to as much daylight as possible. It has a positive effect on your biological clock. And on your flight, stay hydrated but avoid caffeine and alcohol. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Drive in style with a new 2018 Buick Enclave Premium Edition at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville. They have a new 2018 Buick LaCrosse. The new 2018 Chevy Traverse and a sporty new 2018 Chevy Camaro available for your test drive at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Svi Mykhailuk hit 6 3-pointers and scored 26 points. Devontae Graham added 17. And number 14, Kansas, rallied to a 109-64 victory over Omaha last night. Well, Gerald Vick added 15 points. And Malik Newman had 14 for the Jayhawks, who are now 9-2. The Jayhawks enjoying a little breather after a tough string of games. They beat Syracuse, lost back-to-back to Washington and Arizona State, and it needed a clutch three-pointer from Mykhailuk to beat Nebraska over the weekend. Next up for the Jayhawks, they'll play the Cardinals Thursday night in Sacramento. The Chiefs haven't yet secured an AFC playoff spot, but they're close. If they win their final home game against the Miami Dolphins on Christmas Eve, they will cinch the AFC West Division title and lock up the number 4 seed in the playoffs. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
The holidays definitely have a knack for sneaking up on us, but if you haven't caught up on your Christmas shopping yet, you're in great company. Check out Walmart's collection of last-minute gifts and get the kids' wish list wrapped up right now.
Cool. Nice.
To sweeten the deal, if you order by 4 p.m. December 23rd, you'll get free in-store pickup on Christmas Eve on eligible items. So head to your local store or use the Walmart app and get set to rock this Christmas.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid scams. And our scam tracking map shows the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, tell us about it so we can warn others. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchmap.
The top 25 teams in the Associated Press's college basketball poll released yesterday, and Villanova remains number one in the AP top 25 for the second straight week. Arizona State moves up two spots to number three after Wichita State dropped out of the top 10. The Wildcats, now 11-0, received 45 of 65 first place votes from a media panel in the poll released yesterday. Michigan State stayed at number two and received 15 first place votes, with Arizona State receiving the final five number one votes. So let's run down the top 15. Again, number one, Villanova, two, Michigan, Arizona State at number three, followed by Duke, North Carolina, Miami, Kentucky, Texas A&M, Xavier, West Virginia at number 10, followed by Wichita at 11, number 12, Gonzaga, 13, Virginia, and KU coming in at number 14. And oh yes, Oklahoma in at number 17. Mid-America Network Sports.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Marysville entertains Valley Heights. Simulcast live on KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1. Streaming on our website and our mobile app as well. Hanover tips off at Washington County. Frankfort entertains Waubonsie. Lynn is host to Clifton Clyde. Centralia's home to Troy. Southern entertains Friend. Again, high school basketball. Valley Heights at Marysville live tonight on KNDY.
K-State fans, use the Force to start the new year as the Wildcats host Star Wars Day January 1st in Bramlage Coliseum. Tip-off against the Mountaineers is set for 4 p.m., but make sure you arrive early to enjoy pregame activities on the concourse. Wear your best costume for the chance to win prizes, including drones and droids. Tickets start at $12.50 with a Wildcat 4-pack or purchase a $20 Bramlage bundle that includes a game ticket, $10 concessions voucher, and a souvenir from the K-State Superstore. Choose the light side and order your tickets today at kstatesports.com. Hey, Wildcat fans, get in the holiday spirit when your K-State women's basketball team hosts the Northern Iowa Panthers at 7 p.m. Thursday, December 21st in Bramlage Coliseum. Get your holiday photo professionally taken with Willie the Wildcat and wear your favorite ugly sweater for a chance to win an exclusive K-State ugly sweater. Tickets are just $3 at the door with a children's toy donation to Fort Riley's Operation Santa. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to order today.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow. With Bonnie.
Take a break and prepare for next season by organizing your leftover and partially filled seed packets. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Saving leftover seeds can save you money each year in the garden, but so many of us like to try something new or misplace our collection of old seeds and end up with a surplus. Take a few minutes to gather all your leftover seeds and organize them for the upcoming season. Properly stored seeds can last from 1 to 5 years or more. Once they pass their average life expectancy, you may see a reduction in germination. Start by checking the expiration date on the packet. Onions, parsley, and parsnip seeds usually last 1 year. Corn, okra, and peppers, 2 years. Beans and peas for 3. Tomatoes, turnips, beets, chard, and watermelon, 4 years. And Brussels sprouts, cabbage, muskmelons, radishes, and spinach last for 5 years. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The 4 How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
Around Christmas, you're sure to hear Christmas carolers, but we doubt you've ever heard caroling performed in this venue. Prepare for a unique experience on this edition of the American Countryside. There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. Magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending 2 nights in Rome, 2 nights in Florence, and 2 nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy Tour. Join us today. She's simply known known as Aunt Minnie Miles, and she shares the Christmas story of some unique holiday caroling.
The weekend of Thanksgiving, we start our caroling in the caves at Blanchard Springs.
That's Blanchard Springs Caverns, a popular tourist spot any time of the year.
That is the most beautiful sight and the most beautiful sound you've ever heard.
The way the sound moves through the mighty dripstones truly creates a unique acoustic setting.
They take you into the main part of the cave. There's a big room. It's as big as 6 football fields. It's huge. You can sit there, and down below, you'll see the people down there, and they're singing Christmas carols. They actually put on a Christmas program, and it is beautiful. It sounds so beautiful in that cave.
The experience is so popular. It's like getting a ticket to a popular Broadway show.
They sell out for that, so you have to get your tickets in advance, and they do 12 shows this year.
It's the carols of old sung in a venue new to most of us, with a sound that must be heard to be believed. Traveling the countryside in Mountain View, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McRae.
When Santa chose reindeer to pull his sleigh, he must have known what sweet animals they are. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Reindeer adapt well to humans and our surroundings as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is where what's next in agriculture happens. And this year it's happening in Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. The best ideas, the best equipment, the best education, the best of everything in agriculture. Meet the innovators who are changing the way you farm and be around thousands of positive people who share your passion for agriculture. Grow beyond at the 2018 Commodity Classic, February 27th through March 1st in Anaheim. That's a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this year. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Santa's reindeer are considered domesticated animals. They're curious, friendly critters, and exhibitions at Christmas time make them profitable, too. You may not know if you're looking at a male or female because both sexes have antlers. Cindy Murdoch raises about a dozen reindeer on her 20-acre farm in Oregon. She says they need a diet of specific pellets and fine-stemmed hay to keep them healthy. But they're like goats. They'll eat almost anything if you let them.
There's very little that they won't mess with. It could be black plastic. It could be a feed bag. If it's there, they're going to gum it and eat it. And then they have 4 stomachs, so things get kind of bound up. But one thing that people don't know about reindeer is what they eat sticks with them for 6 months.
Reindeer should be kept in a barn at night to keep them safe from predators. They don't have the wild instinct to run away, but if they do, they can't run very far. Maybe that's because they're better at flying, right, kids? Murdoch says reindeer are docile animals and very in tune with people. They aren't bothered by much and are easily trainable. Her method of training them for public appearances is to bring an older reindeer and a younger reindeer to the event.
When there's a loud noise, a backfire, a siren, a tuba festival, whatever it is, that older one evaluates immediately. They've either heard it before and know it's not a danger, or they evaluate it and they react, or they don't react. The younger one's not watching the noise. They're watching the older one. And if the older one doesn't react, the younger one doesn't react, and they kind of seem to file that away for future reference.
Murdoch says while it may seem really cool to own reindeer, she strongly recommends doing your homework before deciding if it's for you. Learn more about raising reindeer at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
The beef industry has resurrected one of its most successful marketing campaigns. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Join 800-plus farm executives in the U.S. and Canada while discovering business opportunities, gaining invaluable insights, and increasing your competitive advantage at the 2018 Top Producer Seminar. During these few short days, you'll hear from nearly 30 challenging and inspiring speakers who will help take your farm operation to the next level. Keynote speakers include Chris Cook, Brian Dodge, and Eric Snodgrass. Visit TopProducerSeminar.com to view the agenda and to register today.
The Beef It's What's for Dinner marketing campaign is back, according to Brett Morris, an Oklahoma cattle rancher who chairs the National Cattlemen's Beef Board.
Everybody knows Beef It's What's for Dinner. In fact, whenever I try to explain to people my role in the beef industry, they don't quite get it. And all I've got to say is, have you ever heard of Beef It's What's for Dinner? And they say, well, yes. And I said, well, that's where this came from. We're revisiting that. It's a series of six videos trying to make a picture of where beef comes from pasture to plate to the consumer. It's just a really feel-good type of a video.
Morris says the beef board surveys producers about checkoff spending.
Ironically, whenever beef prices go down, well, then our survey indicates that producers are not satisfied. But what producers need to understand is the beef checkoff was not created to actually have anything to do with the price level of what cattle's bringing, but it's just there to build beef demand. So naturally, if you build beef demand, you're going to build price with it.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. What can we learn about the new USDA report on America's diverse family farms? Stephanie Ho with more.
Robert Hoppe with USDA's Economic Research Service is the author of the just-released report called America's Diverse Family Farms 2017 Edition.
There's quite a few questions on operator characteristics, of course, gender, age, ethnicity, racial groups. Also, we ask quite a few questions about their off-farm sources of income as well as what they're doing on the farm.
The report also looks at farm income levels.
They are no longer low income and they compare very favorably with all U.S. households as far as wealth is concerned, largely because of the farmland they own.
He says only about 3% of farm households have wealth less than the median level for all U.S. households.
Generally, you don't have large changes from year to year. You know, the changes that do occur are gradual, but they mount up over the years. You know, if you look over a 20-year period, you'll see some fairly major changes, but year to year, things are much more stable.
The report can be found at ers.usda.gov. This is Stephanie Hove in Washington, D.C.
Well, the USDA announced its intent to withdraw the Organic Livestock and Poultry Practices final rule. The National Farmers Union supporting the intent of the rule, saying it would improve the consistency and integrity of the organic livestock practices. NFU Senior Vice President of Public Policy Rod LaRue said it's disappointing by decisions made by USDA, both for American family farmers and consumers. He says currently there's too much inconsistency in how organic certifiers apply animal welfare standards to farming and ranching operations. He said it endangers the label's integrity as well as confusing consumers. The National Pork Producers Council came out in favor of the move. Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. The volatility continues in our futures markets here on Tuesday. A lot of action, not a lot of movement, really, either direction. But, boy, it just seems to keep moving back and forth. March corn unchanged right now at 347. May up a quarter cent at 355 and a half. March Kansas City wheat up one at 420 and a quarter. May up one and a quarter at 433. The wheat markets are mixed. Chicago's lower. Kansas City is higher. Minneapolis is lower. Soybeans seem to be on a downward slide. January soybeans down five and a quarter at 956 and a quarter. March beans down five and a half at 967. Soybean meal is following along. Lower. January is at
3:15:30 down 3:20. March is at 3:19:20 down 3:30. Later months are all down by more than $3. Bean oil is the holdout here, still in the green. January bean oil is up 25 points at 33.27. March is up 26 at 33.44. Now, early in the day, we saw the same kind of volatility in the back-and-forth action with the livestock complex, but that seems to have turned downward and continues to stretch out a little bit. December live cattle down 27 now at 119.70. February down 27 at 120.32. Later months are all down, some by more than a dollar. January feeders down 275 at 144.90. March feeders down 205 at 143.20. Again, the later months are all down, and they are all down by more than $2. So not the best movement for feeder cattle. February hogs down 40 at 67 even, while April hogs are down 55 at 71.70. Once again, all the later months are on the downside. Cotton is bouncing around as well. March cotton up 25 points at 75.45. May up 4 at 75.68. But the later months are all lower. And crude oil is rallying a bit. January crude up 32 cents currently at 57.48. Mixed numbers in the markets. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers, are you tired of those pesky weeds in your soybean fields? You're not able to kill them with current herbicides? Look at the new dicamba products. Soybeans that have dicamba tolerance are excellent for yield. The dicamba will allow you to clean those fields up to make them look like something again that you're used to. Dicamba soybeans, yield and weed positivity. Look at that for the future. Give Kaufman Seeds, Midland Genetics a call at 1-800-634-2836.
Mid-America Ag Network is your one-stop shop for markets, news, and weather. From the planting season to the harvest season to the prepping season, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you informed on the latest trends, discussions, and technology. Plus, with up-to-the-minute market reports and daily reviews on commodity prices, you're sure to make the best decisions as a farmer and family with the best information. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, sharing memories during this Christmas season. I'll talk about life as a young boy on a farm in Wisconsin and how we celebrated Christmas. I'll talk about it after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Having spent a little more than 8 decades on the planet, I have celebrated Christmas in the city, but in my early years, I celebrated Christmas on the dairy farm in western Wisconsin. And memories that go back to dairying on a dairy farm must first of all be prefaced by the fact we did not have electricity on the farm. Rural Electric didn't hook up the Samuelson farm until after World War II. I very well remember the date, April 11 of 1947. That changed life completely on the Samuelson Dairy Farm. And I tell my two grandchildren today, the biggest change in technology I have seen in my lifetime is electricity coming to the farm. Suddenly we had a refrigerator. We had an electric motor to pump water that had previously been pumped by a windmill. My mother had an iron and we had a refrigerator. And then, of course, we had a milking machine to milk the 30 cows, the 30 Guernseys on our dairy farm in Wisconsin. But we didn't know that we weren't well off. We were comfortable, and we celebrated Christmas with family on Christmas Eve. But we would start doing the milking chores about an hour early on Christmas Eve because we wanted to finish early to have our Christmas Eve dinner in the farm kitchen. And so Dad always saw to it that the cows got a little extra mineral on top of the silage. And we were thankful that we had cows that produced enough milk to bring milk checks to comfortably make a living. So that was Christmas for me as a youngster on a Wisconsin dairy farm. Farm. Back with the final word after this message.
The Farmers Cooperative has been serving producers for over 112 years. At the Farmers Cooperative, we're constantly looking for ways to help our producers become more successful. Allow us to serve you with our quality people, products, and services. We would like to take this opportunity to say thank you for your business, and we're here to serve you with agronomy, feed, grain, lubricants, tires, and energy.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Christmas as a child was a great time, and I hope this Christmas is a great time for you. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company. Presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Feral hogs cause millions of dollars in damage for landowners and agriculture producers. It's important to eradicate these pesky porkers on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's the right time to be on the left coast when Commodity Classic heads to Anaheim, California, February 27th through March 1st. Commodity Classic is farmer-led and farmer-focused. That means every educational session, every seminar, every topic, every experience is selected by farmers for farmers. So you know the information, innovation, and technology at Commodity Classic are relevant, current, and important to your operation. Grow beyond at Commodity Classic in Anaheim, February 27th through March 1st. Visit CommodityClassic.com.
Now you can read Successful Farming Magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming Magazine today. Successful Farming Magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
Feral hogs are an invasive, destructive pest wreaking havoc from Canada to Mexico. They eat nearly everything in sight and can even kill young livestock. They also carry many diseases that can be spread to pets, livestock, and humans. They're highly prolific, producing at least 3 litters of 4 to 12 piglets every 2 years. Dale Nolte is the program manager for the National Feral Swine Damage Management Program. He says you'll know if they're around.
They like water. They'll wallow in water, so if you've got water sources, that's indicating where they'll be. When they get out, oftentimes they'll rub on trees, so you'll see mud marks on trees as well. But if you've got like a freshly planted yard, they'll just turn it upside down. If there's one or two, it's much more subtle. Then you would be looking for tracks or the rubbing marks.
Laws vary in each state, but Nolte recommends taking action if feral hogs are terrorizing your area.
A lot of people will shoot them. A lot of people will trap them themselves. They're incredibly smart animals. So if you don't know what you're doing, sometimes your first efforts are just educating them to stay away from traps and be careful around hunters. Unless you have experience, there is some benefit to contacting experts, either maybe private people, state or federal agents.
Nolte says the agency's overall goal is to eliminate feral swine in areas where they're first emerging or reduce damages where populations are high. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about feral swine and efforts to control them at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Well, the 2017 Census of Agriculture has started to reach producers across the nation. The Census of Agriculture is a complete count of U.S. farms and ranches and the people who operate them. Taken only once every 5 years, the census looks at land use and ownership, operator characteristics, production practices, income, and expenditures. Dave Knopf, NASS Director for the Eastern Mountain Region, says that while the census is a large questionnaire, it should take less than an hour to complete.
I think it's really user-friendly. It calculates total
for you, for example, and it skips questions that might not be applicable to your operation. It's definitely secure and can be saved to return to at a later time, and you can even print off a copy of what you've entered for your records. Responding online will improve the data quality. There's fewer chances for misunderstandings if we're doing a telephone interview, for example, or if we misread the handwriting that somebody puts on a paper form. And eventually hope that enough producers will choose the web online response so that we can possibly even publish our results even sooner.
And he says responding to the survey online is very easy.
It's really quite simple. All producers need to do to complete the Ag Census online is to have their unique 17-digit survey code that will arrive with their mailing. Then they'll just go to the website, plug in that code for access, and proceed through the questionnaire.
Federal law requires that all those who receive a Census of Agriculture report form respond even if they did not operate a farm or ranch in 2017. The deadline for the 2017 Census of Agriculture is February 5th, 2018, and then the results will be available in February of 2019. Fill out and return your Census of Agriculture, which should be arriving before the end of this month. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Want to know where the cattlemen with the best results and highest returns keep their secrets? Most of the winning producers, from the city's edge to the county line, are seeing the year-over-year advantage of Pellet Technology USA's line of power feeds. They're consistent, sustainable, help our ag economy, and will give you that efficiency bump that you've been looking for. All the other producers will be green with envy. So find out more about power feeds. Call David at 402-509-8775. That's 402-509-8775.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
KNDY.